Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to have you here on April 25th, and I hope you're having an amazing day. And some of you will not listen on the exact day. You might be like going through some old ones or whatever, but welcome to today's episode. We are in Matthew 20, verses 29 through 34 in the Common English Bible, CEB, and this is what it says. As Jesus and his disciples were going out of Jericho, a large crowd followed him. When two blind men sitting along the road heard that Jesus was passing by, they shouted, "Show us mercy, Lord, Son of David." Now the crowd scolded them and told them to be quiet. But they shouted even louder, "Show us mercy, Lord, Son of David." Jesus stopped in his tracks and called to them. "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. "Lord, we want to see," they replied. Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately they were able to see and they followed him. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for healing these two blind men. And Lord, we thank you too that you have healed us of our spiritual blindness. We had years probably of walking around in spiritual blindness, and now we finally see. It's as if the scales of our eyes have fallen off and we understand the nature of good and evil. We understand redemption. We understand that we are in desperate need of a savior. We understand what you did on the cross. We understand that we have been welcomed into the Holy of Holies, that we now can have relationship with you. Unfettered access to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so we thank you that we were once blind like these men, but now we see. And I also thank you, Lord, that as you looked at the crowds, you had compassion on them. And so, Lord, I pray that you would give us that kind of tender-hearted compassion for the people that we see today. And sometimes those crowds might just be the people that in the cubicles around us, or it might be the folks at the grocery store or in line for gas or whatever it might be. Or we're taking a walk and we see other people walking in the park. Like, these are the crowds, Lord. Help us to have that kind of compassion. But we also pray that we would be obedient to whatever promptings your spirit within us would speak to us about. And Lord, I know this can be super awkward. I know that I have done this sometimes and it's been hard, where I have felt or sensed that you wanted me to pray for someone. And so I will ask them like at the end of a church service, and there's thousands of people at my church. And so sometimes they look at me like I'm crazy. Sometimes they say, "Yes, I desperately need prayer." And sometimes they refuse. So Lord, but yet my heart, and I know the heart of those listening today, is to be obedient to you, to do what you have called us to do. So Lord, help us to be interruptible by your spirit today, that we would hear, that we would be in a non-busy place and a non-loud place with all that social media shouting at us, that we would turn it off so that we could hear from you. And then as we hear from you, give us the gumption and the spirit within us to obey you gloriously and joyfully, even if it's awkward, because you're worth it, Lord. If it means that we're going to be foolish for your sake, let it be. So be it. I know I've done many foolish things that looked foolish, but yet you... sometimes obedience doesn't make sense and sometimes it is confusing. And so, Lord, I know there's someone out there that's relating specifically to this prayer today. They have something set before them that looks kind of crazy or silly or strange or whatever, but they feel the sense that you are calling them to do it. Lord, would you just give them the joy that they need to do that task, even if it might be silly. Lord, we also thank you that joy is such a part of the Christian life. And it says in Hebrews, "For the joy set before you, you endured the cross, despising its shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." And you do this so that we won't grow weary or lose heart. So I pray for my friend losing heart today, that you would revolutionize their heart and give them the strength and stamina and joy that they need to make it through this day without grumbling, but with rejoicing. I know that you love to answer this prayer, so I pray it with all fervency. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You can listen to this on your Alexa device if you happen to have one from Amazon. It's an Alexa skill. And so every day you can ask Alexa to do your morning routine, which would be part of having Pray Every Day come up. So if you're interested in that, you can just go to Amazon.com, type in Pray Every Day under Alexa skills, and you'll be able to find it. So I hope that blesses you. And it's really fun to get emails from you who are listening on that device. It's kind of fun to know. And I have no statistics for all of you who are listening on the Alexa device. There's just no way for me to know. So that's kind of fun too, because it's like someday there'll be a big surprise party and I'll say, oh my gosh, that's how many people are listening. That's really cool. So for the rest of you, I pray that today is a day of obedience, and it's a day of joyful obedience.